Bonjour, Gokanawia, way to talk indigenous cause, Jamoki Manish Nandao, Dashniwe Abajatun, Anishnamba Moen, and Dasu Gijigat. Duga, would you a shin? Would you buemo da? Hey, bonjour, welcome to episode 2 of Ojibwe Moda podcast. I want to first do some review. So let's talk about the words we have already covered on the podcast. So last week, our VIIs, we just kind of got started, but the VIIs we covered were Gisena. Gisena. Do you remember what Gisena means? Gisena. Right, that means it is cold. What about Gisena Magud? What does Gisena Magud mean? It also means it's cold. We're going to talk about that more on this episode. Okay, what about Ate? Ate. 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 It is in a certain place. Ate. Alright. Ate Magud. Ate Magud. It is in a certain place. Nundagwad. 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 It is heard. And give me one. Give me one. Give me one. It is raining. Alright, so for this episode, we're just going to be talking about that magud, that extension form, to make the verbs a little bit longer. So let's go straight to the Oshkabewis Native Journal entry on extending VIIs. Verb extension. Often VIIs ending in a vowel with a vowel are extended by having magud added to the end of the verb. This addition of magud does not change the meaning of the word. It simply makes the word longer. Students should be aware of this general practice because they will hear VIIs ending in a vowel spoken with both their regular and extended form. Awanabisa, it is sprinkling. Awanabisa magud. Awanabisa magud. Example. Awanabisa magud wawiyayagamag ajigwa. It is sprinkling in Round Lake now. Agude. It is hanging. Agude. Magud. Agude magud. Example. Agude magud ninagwagan wabuzu mekanansing. My snare is hanging on the rabbit trail. So yeah, I think this is a really helpful trick for, you know, learners. For me, a lot of VIIs that we use pretty regularly end in D or end in vowels. And anything that ends in a vowel, you can just throw a magud on there and then it ends in a D. So when you're trying to come up with all the different ways to conjugate the verbs, those VII verbs, it's like one less thing to remember as you're getting going. So putting magud on the end of there kind of helps. And some words just sort of sound better with a magud. But yeah, so that magud is a good trick to have. Any vowel, any double vowel too, you can throw that on there. So the examples, awanabisa magud. Awanabisa magud. Agude magud. We've already talked about gisena magud. Ate magud. It doesn't really change anything. But yeah, so embrace the magud, like it said in the little entry. You'll hear it both ways. You know, awanabisa magud. Waseya magud. Gisena magud. It's just good to get in the habit of hearing it and getting used to it. And like I said, as we move further along with VIIs, you'll see how having that magud in your pocket can be a good get out of jail free card when you're like forgetting what the conjugation is. Okay, so let's go over the words that were talked about in the lesson today. So we focused on awanabisa. Awanabisa. It is sprinkling. And it's a really nice word. That awan is it means like fog, and awanabisa, that bisa is like a small particulate kind of thing. So we'll see that same morpheme, the bisa, show up in words about like finely ground, like cornmeal and that sort of thing. So it's a cool word. Awanabisa is like particulate fog, or it is sprinkling. Awanabisa, it is sprinkling. So awanabisa magud, it is sprinkling. Awanabisa magud. It is sprinkling. It's always the same. Means the same thing, with or without that magud. Awanabisa magud agwa jing. Remember that Agua Jing? You can throw that on there. Wanabisa Magad Agua Jing. It is sprinkling outside. Wanabisa Magad Agua Jing. All right, the next one we looked at was Agude. Agude. It is hanging. Agude. Agude Magad. Agude Magad. Agude Magad. Agude, again, like hanging things, like, you know, snares are about hanging. Majagude is like describing a skirt, right? Kind of a bad hanging garment. So we'll see agude show up in lots of other Ojibwe words as well. But agude or agude magud means the same thing. It is hanging. Agude magud. From last week, we had gisena, gisena magud. Gisena, gisena magud. It is cold. Ate, ate magud. Ate, ate magud. It's in a certain place. We'll say those other examples a little bit slower. Awana bisa magud, wawayegamag ajigwa. Awana bisa magud, wawayegamag ajigwa. It is sprinkling in Round Lake now. Awana bisa magud, wawayegamag ajigwa. Another example, agude magad, nanagwagan wabuzu mikinensing. Agude magad, nanagwagan wabuzu mikinensing. My snare is hanging on the rabbit trail. That wabuzu mikinensing is the rabbit trail. So mikina is road, right? So mikinens is like a little road or little trail. And then sing that ng shows up as our locative. That's how we know what the location is. All right, now it is time for the quiz part of the episode. So let's do our quiz jaw harp. I'm going to teach you a couple more phrases to kind of round out each episode. We'll see how it's coming along and what you should focus on. And then you can redo these parts. So the first thing we're going to say is Anin Ekadong Shoganashimoin. Anin Ekadong Shoganashimoin. That means, how do you say it in English? So I'll say, Anin ekedong shoganashimoen agude magud. Anin ekedong shoganashimoen agude magud. So I'm saying, how do you say agude magud in English? And then you can answer that. So Anin ekedong shoganashimoen agude magud. How do you say agude magud in English? All right, and then Anin ekedong ojibwemoen. Anin ekedong ojibwemoen. How do you say it in Ojibwe? So, Anin ekedong ojibwemoen. It is sprinkling out. Anin ekedong ojibwemoen. It is sprinkling outside. Anin ekedong ojibwemoen. It is sprinkling outside. Right. Anin ekedong shoganashimoen. Gisena magad agwajing. Anin ekedong shoganashimoen gisenamagad agwajing. All right, miigwechago. We'll see you next week. Again, check the show notes. Every week we'll read from Oshkebewis Native Journal, from Anton Troyer's article from back in the 1997 edition, talking about verbs that are intransitive and inanimate. See you next week.